Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wild Free Will podcast. Today, I am here to talk about your trauma drama. I'm really excited for this episode. This is something that I've been planning on talking about for a while, and I was kind of waiting for the right moment. But yeah, let's just dive right in. There's so much I have to say about trauma. I mean, so much. Welcome to the new personal development buzzword. We just jump from one thing to another with not a care in the world. So before we were like all about like narcissists and gaslighting, and I did an episode about that too. Two other things that I think are total bullshit. And now we're all obsessed with trauma. We are obsessed with our own trauma. We are obsessed with other people's trauma. We are obsessed with diagnosing people's trauma. It's too much. And I think this whole thing is just hilarious, to be honest with you. I really, really do. So let's start off with, like, I think what is obvious already, but I don't necessarily believe that we all have trauma. I think maybe on a micro level we might, but I really think that we need to play around with this idea of, like, what if we actually don't have any trauma? Like, what if some of us have lived very privileged lives? And I'm not saying that nothing bad has ever happened, but if I look over like the landscape of my life, which I, you know, invite you guys to do pretty much every episode of the podcast, if I look back over the entirety of my existence, okay, and I think about some really bad things that have happened to me, and maybe I'm especially privileged, and I don't think this is just because I'm white. I think that this is, like, there's more to it than that. I think I've been very lucky in life, but I have really never lost anybody. I think the worst thing that happened to me when I was younger was my parents got divorced, and I don't remember it being that traumatic because they were fighting all the time, and, like, them breaking up just was better for our family in general. So I don't see that necessarily as a negative. I had some issues with my mom after the divorce. And then, like, but even that shifted over time. And, like, I'm obviously looking back at it with the eyes of today and the knowledge and the information that I have today. So there could be, like, a certain amount of, like, rose-colored glasses because hindsight is 20/20, right? But still, I don't think that any of this qualifies as trauma. Then moving into my adult life, I mean, I was a little bit bullied in high school, but big deal. And then when I went to university, that was where, like, the shit really hit the fan for me. So I had really abusive friends and I was in an abusive relationship. And that is probably about as close as it gets to trauma for me. But then even when I unpack this, and it's not now, I have always felt this way. When I was at university, I was in an abusive relationship, and it is my profound belief that this person is not an abusive person, but that our relationship was so dysfunctional that we were abusive within the container of the relationship. This person is happily married and has, like, I don't know how many children now, like. And I mean, obviously happily married within the reason. I don't live in his house. I don't know what goes on. But I don't believe for a second that this person is abusive now or even immediately thereafter our relationship. I think that he was abusive within the confines of our relationship. And I think I was abusive in certain ways as well because our relationship was so incredibly, incredibly dysfunctional. And I think that even that influences. So, like, that's by far the hardest thing that has ever happened to me was going to university and being in all of these really, really, really dysfunctional relationships. My friends were treating me like absolute garbage. I had really little to no support and I had no tools, really none. That was the start of my personal development journey because I knew that I felt like shit. I was in therapy at the time. I knew that I didn't want to get on any kind of medication, but I was also not functioning like a normal person. And so I decided to, like, kind of take up arms and go this on my own. And I knew that I wanted to find a way to do things on my own. I wanted to get better on my own. And so I started really diving into personal development. And all of this was in 2008. And, like, since then, other kind of, sure, crappy things have happened, and I would not classify any of them as trauma. And it seems like today when somebody breaks a nail, it's trauma. It's just so exaggerated. And it's the same discussion that I had on the podcast about narcissists and gaslighting. Not everybody in your life is a narcissist. It's not statistically possible. And also, who are we with no training and no skills and no knowledge of what any of these words actually mean? Who are we to like diagnose somebody or to go around saying like, oh, he or she is such a narcissist, or like even to be talking about people's trauma? I just think it's a joke. And we use these tools to put people even further in boxes. And I think that we use them and we abuse them, frankly, in a way to make ourselves feel more powerful, more in control, and to make sense of our world. And that would be fine if we were making sense of our world. But oftentimes we're using these words, these definitions, to label and control other people and other people's experiences. And that is like just a wow, gray area, kind of line in the sand dance there that we need to be really mindful of, because we can only ever own our own shit and take care of our side of the street, right? So yeah, like, I mean, I just think it's really interesting that we're in this moment now where everyone has trauma, and yet we're not talking about the things that, like, I don't remember when I recorded the podcast about narcissism, but I feel like it was in the fall of 2022. So we're not talking about a long time ago. But now we're not talking about those things anymore. It's like they're done. We've moved on to the next fad of what's wrong with people and how we're going to like diagnose and judge and describe and label people. And now it's trauma. And like, I think that this should give you a really big indication of how the collective focus impacts our internal focus and impacts our internal experience to a certain extent, and then also the way that we perceive ourselves and our lives, right? So because these conversations are happening outside of us, we are talking, the collective is kind of talking about trauma. Now we're focusing on our trauma and other people's trauma. And when they were talking about gaslighting or talking about narcissism, we were focusing on that. And in 6 months or 3 months or whatever it is, there's going to be something new. There's going to be some new trend, some new fad that we all start talking about for whatever reason. And so that kind of, I think, lends or sheds light on the fact that all of these things are kind of bullshit. In the sense that, do narcissists actually exist? Does trauma actually exist? Yes. Gaslighting? Whatever. You decide. You decide whether or not that exists for you or not. I am not of the mind that it's anything really particularly relevant, to be honest with you, but fine. Whatever floats your boat. So like, let's play around with this idea for a second then. If all of these things are constructs that are created by the collective, and the collective focus and perception of them influences our internal perception of them and our internal state, what if you don't actually have any trauma? What if you don't? Just play around with that for a second. You can agree or disagree, but sit with that for a second and kind of look over what you are currently categorizing as trauma. Because if I look at my life, like I've said already, I feel like I'm very, very privileged. I'm very privileged for like actual like reasons that we see talked about often right now in the media. I'm privileged because I'm white, but I think I have just been very lucky in life in general. And I'm very, very, very grateful for that. I do not take it lightly. I do not take it for granted. And I want to say this like about privilege, because I think that the trauma that I have, if you can even call it trauma, is really not the same trauma that people from minority groups experience, or the trauma that somebody who comes from, you know, who has experienced racism, okay? Or somebody who has come from an actually abusive relationship. Like, there are people who have experienced actual hardship. And it seems like a massive disservice to them to call the small things that I've been through trauma. That just doesn't seem right to me. And this is not about putting various traumas on a pedestal. Like, your trauma is better than mine, it's bigger than mine, it's whatever. It's not about that at all, because that really, really creates a lot of discomfort, and it creates a hierarchy that is unnecessary in a system that already exists within a hierarchy or is built upon a hierarchy, right? We don't want to create more barriers to equality. So it's not about like your trauma is better or bigger than mine. But it's about actually understanding what qualifies as drama. And I don't think my parents getting divorced or my boyfriend or friends being mildly abusive or whatever qualifies as trauma. It might be the closest thing that my life comes to in terms of trauma, but that doesn't actually mean that it is trauma. The pain that I experienced, while intense in the moment, certainly, and something that has shaped absolutely and altered the course of my life 100%, I don't feel like that is equivalent to the pain of somebody who has actually been physically or sexually abused, or as somebody who has experienced racism, or as anybody who lives in any kind of minority system, right? Anyone who identifies as a minority. Like, we're not talking about the same thing. And so I think that when the personal development industry, when the coaching industry or the therapy or whatever industry you want to say begins to focus on these things, and they make it almost like for the masses, like, oh, now everyone has trauma, it really devalues the experience of the people who are actually out there dealing with real shit, like who are actually out there working through the pain and the hurt that they have gone through. We do them a massive disservice on their journey by trying to equate what we're going through on a micro level with what they're going through. I just think that that's not, for me, that seems really unjust, to be honest with you. But I think there's more, even more to it than that. When we obsess about something, when the collective focus is so strong on something, we ultimately give it power. So the more that we are all sitting here talking about trauma, reading about trauma, discussing trauma, blah, 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 the more that we give it power. And like, we've seen this, and I'm not going to bring it up necessarily, like I'm just going to drop this here. We have seen what happens when the collective focuses very intently on something over the last like 3 years. We have lived through what mass collective focus has the power to create in the world, and it is not necessarily positive, because the focus was on something negative, obviously. If we are all collectively focusing on something positive, it would be phenomenal. We could move mountains. We could do so many incredible things, but we're not. We are focusing almost exclusively on the negative as a collective, whether that be through the economy or politics or whatever. We are typically talking about what's wrong. And when we are listening to politicians or people in power talking about the state of things, they are often talking about what's wrong. They are not talking about what's possible. They are not coming up or offering solutions. They are talking about what's not working over and over and over again. That's the job of the media. It's fear. It's a little bit of fear mongering, obviously. We hear this. And so what I really don't like is that now we have the same structure showing up in an industry that is meant to help us feel better. What the hell? Like, that doesn't actually make any sense that we are all sitting here giving away our power, talking about trauma. One of my clients was reading a book, and she was telling me about it, and it's all about how like trauma is intergenerational, and you actually inherit the trauma from your grandmother because your mother was in the womb, and so she already had, like, she was an ovum obviously within your grandmother, and then you were an ovum within your mother, and so through the female line we tend to pass on trauma. And I thought that is simultaneously a very interesting concept and a very disempowering one. And the more that we buy into these things, the more we give our power away, the more we focus on them, the more we invite problems into our lives. This is not about being Pollyanna. I'm not asking you to pretend that you don't feel good, like, or that you don't feel bad. Like, whatever you feel is valid, and you need absolutely to be there. You need to sit in that space and own whatever is coming up for you in order to move through it. It's number one. Like, it's one of the basic techniques for moving forward, both in therapy and in coaching. So this is not about pretending or negating that something has happened or that something has made you feel a certain way, right? If you have an experience and that experience causes a negative emotion, valid. Absolutely. Whatever you feel is valid, including if you want to categorize it as trauma. That's valid too, because you are a sovereign being and you get to decide what you do. You get to decide how you categorize and live your life. What I'm asking here is, why would you want to? Why would you want to categorize the things that happen in your life as trauma when you don't have to? When you don't have to give it that big name, that big label. We don't have to blow things out of proportion. We can feel badly about something and move through it without creating this like massive story about, oh, I was abused and oh, I was this and oh, I was that. Because like I could ride this train forever, guys, then if that's the case. I could go back to 2008 and I could say, oh, my friends abused me and so life is so hard and no one will ever love me and I'll never make friends again and everybody always hates me and blah, 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 blah. And it's not like I don't still come up against those things. Let's be very clear. Because there are times where in my present situation, likely connected to this experience and then other experiences that I've had in high school and so on and so forth, there are moments where I'm like, damn, like why do these situations keep repeating in my relationships with friends, for example? That's a big one for me. And I try to like work through it. Like, why do I have these kinds of run-ins with this energy? And why do I feel like people maybe won't like me? But that still does not make the situation trauma. It doesn't have to, at least. It only is if I decide it is, if I put my energy and my focus and my attention there. And that's exactly what we're doing collectively. And it is a fucking waste of time. It is a colossal waste of time. Something that I talked a lot about with clients, and especially recently, I had a community session. And I haven't really talked about this on the podcast, but community sessions are like one-off sessions that are specifically designed for people who are like in like a, maybe a low income situation or a low income period of time, or they don't have like the resources, whether that be mental, energetic, or financial, to invest in a coaching series. So you can just do like a one-off call. It's 75 minutes and we will focus on one area of your life. So I recently had one of those with a client. And one of the things that we talked about is that sometimes, not always, it really depends on you and your individual situation, but sometimes there is little to no value in figuring out why something is the way it is, okay? And it's really hard to give an example, but I'm trying to think from like my own life. If I can come up with something, but no, I don't have something. And like, obviously for confidentiality, I can't tell you what we were talking about. But sometimes there is little to no value in trying to understand why things are a certain way or why things are the way they are. Sometimes it is literally more valuable to try to understand where you want to be and to begin taking action towards moving there. Because if we can continue asking ourselves why literally until the cows come home, and there will always be another reason. Like, this is something that I do often with clients, is getting them to ask why, to get to the root of like what is actually holding them back. Because we might start with a surface level problem, and asking why allows you to get deeper. But if you are stuck in the asking and you are not taking action to move to another place, right? To bring up that momentum and that motion to get you into another like energetic, mental, emotional, spiritual place, then it really doesn't make any difference. All you're doing is holding yourself back. And I would say that this is very much the same. We're talking about something very on a similar wavelength at the very least. So us talking about trauma and focusing on trauma all the time is only keeping us in the energy of trauma. It is not ultimately getting us where we want to go. And if you're going to continue focusing on it repeatedly, you're just going to invite more of that energy into your life. And like, honestly, why would you want that? Do you want that? Like, is that something that seems valuable or helpful to you? Or is it maybe time to like let the stories go and move forward? Easier said than done? Absolutely. Sure. Like, I'm making it sound like just drop it and go on. I know it's not that simple. It's not about that. But it is about the choice to no longer view and label and discuss your life in these terms. It's huge. It's the same thing as the episode prior. Nothing ever works out for me, or everything works out for me. The difference is but a choice. Like, not necessarily an easy one. We're still there. There is work and focus and energetic investment involved 100%, but it is still just a choice. Just a choice. And we can choose to sit here and collectively piss and moan about our drama and our trauma, or we can start doing something differently, thinking differently, making a different choice, working on our mindset so we don't have to be in this collective toilet, because that's exactly what this is. This is society's toilet. Social media is society's toilet. And that's where all of these fads about trauma and gaslighting and narcissism, that's where they are coming from. All of these ideas and the repetition of them are coming from social media. And we don't need that shit in our lives. We just simply do not. If you want to live an awesome life, trust me, talking about your trauma incessantly is not going to get you there. That's not the path forward. So, what could you do differently if you are this person that has been focusing on trauma? Like, how could you view your life differently? What empowering message could you begin to tell about your life, about your story, about who you are as a person? Like, how can you begin to take action to move yourself in the direction that you actually want to go? Like, do you really want to be here whining and complaining and feeling bad? Or do you want to feel better? So then we know already that talking about your trauma over and over again, if it actually even is trauma, et cetera, referring back to the previous discussion in this episode, but that's not the way to get there. So what do you need to do instead? One, you probably need to cut it out. Like, you probably need to stop talking about your life in these terms. That would be an excellent place to start. And it's going to start one step at a time, literally baby steps. If you have built up a habit over even like the last 6 months of talking about trauma in a certain way, it is not necessarily going to go away overnight. It is going to take a certain amount of focus and choice and decision-making, like we always talk about, to shift your perspective to something different. But you can do it. You are 100% capable. I believe that you have that option available to you should you so choose, right? So it would start with baby steps, not talking about things that way, catching the way that you think about a situation. Are you in victim mode, or are you the king or queen of your life? Are you standing on your own two feet? Are you rocking it? Are you moving forward the way you want to? Are you being sovereign in your own life and really taking responsibility for the way that you show up with yourself, the way you speak, the way you think, you know, the actions that you take? Are you being self-responsible, or are you just kind of sitting in victim mode? That's going to be a big game changer in and of itself if you can shift that, if you can shift that experience, right? And then it's just about infusing your life with more positivity, however that looks like for you. And it's not necessarily about positive thoughts or affirmations or even any of the strategies that I've talked about or that you've heard other people talk about. It's literally just about feeling good. And that's about doing whatever it is that feels good for you. No one could possibly tell you what feels good for you. We can sit here all day and wax poetic on suggestions, but that's not necessarily ever going to be true for you. I like showers. Other people like baths. I cannot imagine. Baths, just, that's not my thing. That does not do anything for me. So like somebody telling me to take a bath, and I talk about this all the time because it's like literally the most basic example ever, but that's not gonna have a positive impact on me. That's not how I roll. So what do you do to feel good? Anything. Do you draw? Do you dance? Do you sing? Do you go out with friends? Do you make pizza at home? Do you talk to your grandmother or call your best friend or go for a run or like go hiking, take a solo trip somewhere? Like, what is it that you do to take care of you? It really doesn't matter what it is as long as it makes you feel good. Infusing your life with more of that instead of focusing on the negative, right? Because that's what we're talking about at the end of the day, isn't it? We are shifting from a negative mindset to a positive mindset. That is the underlying current of this entire episode. And calling out the industry, because enough with this behavior, enough with like taking words and turning them into buzzwords in order to like sell something, or using like these, like using people's pain in order to in order to monetize it almost, like enough. And I'm not saying that you, if you have pain, that you shouldn't seek help. You should. But the industry is creating these cycles. It's creating these topics that we talk about for a period of time, almost in order to like enroll people into coaching or to get people to go to therapy or to sell courses or to sell books or whatever it is, right? This is the fad of the moment in the industry. And we're all talking about it, including here. I'm here talking about it too, in a different way, I hope, than the way everyone else is talking about it. But it's almost like we're doing it to monetize it. And the capitalization of personal development, we all need to be careful of it as well. Because yes, we live in a capitalistic society and there's really not much we can do about it. Like, I can't help you for free, even if I wanted to, because I still have to eat. I'm not a part of the society that we live in, even if I see that there are issues with it. I'm still in it. I still need to play the game, right? But I think that we are using these words to trigger people into getting support, into buying books, into buying courses. And I think that's not really cool. I don't think that's the best way to go about it. And I hope to God that I'm not part of that problem. I try my best to be as open and honest as possible about these things. And like, do I want to work with you? Yeah. Yeah, I want to help you. That's my job. And it's what I love to do. And I hope that translates. Like, I love recording these podcasts. I love talking about this stuff. It literally like sets me on fire. I'm so passionate about it. But I don't ever want to trick you into working with me. I don't want to like create this story about how you need to heal your trauma in order to have a healthy relationship, or you need to heal your trauma in order to like really manifest what you want in your life. Why? You don't have to have trauma in the fucking first place. You know what I mean? Like, we don't even need to start with that step. You can look beyond that. Not always, not everyone, because there are people who actually do have trauma, and that does take time and focus to heal, and that's okay too. But like, we don't need to be creating things that don't necessarily exist, because all we're doing is creating a block to our own success, to our own moving forward, to our own momentum. It's a joke. It's just, it's silly. It's really, really silly. And the more we identify with these things, the more they become a part of who we are as people, and the harder life gets. And then guess what? Life gets harder, and all of a sudden you need that coach and book again. And you need to buy that program again. And you need to keep going through all of these steps. And like, it's just, no, it does not need to be this difficult. What if you are just an awesome person and you need a little bit of love and support, and that's the energy that you get help from? Not you're broken and fucked up and you need to get support because you have to. But what if you are totally fine and you've had your own unique set of life experiences, whatever those might be, and despite those, you are now looking to move forward from a place of peace and self-love. You want to get better because you know that it can get better. Not because where you're at right now sucks. Not because it's shit, right? You cannot hate yourself happy. I say it all the time to clients on here, everywhere. You can't. That's not how life works. You can't hate yourself skinny. You can't hate yourself funny. You can't hate yourself pretty. Whatever it is that you want. You can't hate yourself into a wonderful, loving relationship. That's not how it works. So can you release the story and come at your life from a place of like, yeah, I've had whatever experiences I've had, and yes, they've had an impact on me, and I'm willing to look beyond those and see where I'm capable of going now. If I look beyond these so-called limitations, quote unquote, okay, or my so-called trauma, if we really want to insist on using that word still, despite my 30-minute monologue about it, I want to look beyond all of these things and see what I'm really capable of, because I am a good person, because I am a worthy person. I am worthy because I exist, and I am worthy of moving forward no matter what's happened to me in the past. Just because I am, because I want to, because I choose to. That's it. That's the whole story. I am worthy because I decide to be. So I hope you found this podcast useful and not too intense, although a little bit intense. I'm good with intense. I am intense. Own it. Own it. Love it. Let's just go from there. But yeah, I hope that you found this useful. And if you are really, if you're interested and ready to create your life from a place of like, I'm good the way I am, and I want to see if I can get any better. I want to see how my life could improve, how much better it could possibly get, then please reach out to me. There's a million ways that you can possibly work with me. I have options available, like I said, if you are looking for something a little bit easier and also more financially accessible than like a long-term series. And then I also have series. And I'm totally willing to collaborate with people. So please reach out to me if you are even remotely interested. And let's talk about what we could do together, what magic we could make in your life, and how we could help you get from where you are to where you want to be. So yeah, if you're interested, you can reach out to me on Instagram at Candace Alacia, or I'm available on my website, obviously, www.candacealacia.com. And you can find blog posts and free resources on the website, and all of the episodes of the podcast are available there as well. And yeah, you can find my contact info on the website as well. So if you need anything, hit me up. If you loved this episode, please rate, share, subscribe, and all those good things, because it helps me reach more people. And also it just gives me a little fuzzy feeling in my heart to know that you resonate with this. So yeah, if that's something that you're able to do, I would so, so, so appreciate it. And otherwise, I hope you have an amazing weekend, and I will see you next week on the next episode of the podcast. Ciao.